Hey, sorry about that. I was getting a weird tone. I had to hang up the call and circle back with you.
Oh, no problem. I was just saying I have my computer here whenever you're ready.
Okay, yeah. So if you go onto Google and you do a search, let's just say you typed in flooring contractor, as if you were like a customer looking for a flooring contractor.
Okay. Okay, I'm searching Google now.
Okay, if you type in flooring contractor, the first ones you'll see will have a little symbol next to them that says sponsored Google guarantee.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, and then just underneath that, you'll see it says businesses. There's three top recommended guys, and there's like a map next to it with little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are.
Yes, I see that as well.
Okay, that's where we're talking about placing you. It's a Google Places placement.
Excellent.
Yep. So just obviously the major benefit to you and all this is that we have a position available for your industry and service area.
Okay.
Okay. As a Google partner, they give us a list of the companies that are qualified for that spot. And then my reps, kind of like Tara that you were speaking with, they call down that list until we find the one company to fill it. Once we fill that position, we're closing out the category, so we won't be able to work with anybody else in this service area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So no other flooring contractors. Now, we can market you for other keywords. Flooring contractor is just one, right? If you want to be like commercial flooring contractor, or if you want to focus primarily like tile installation, if you want to do hardwood flooring, you know, they have various different keywords. We give you about 15 different ones that you could be listed for at a time.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yep. And so, oh, sorry. Did you have any questions about this?
No, that all sounds really good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, of course. And then just to put things into perspective so you could get an idea on what to expect from something like this, in the last 30 days, there's actually been 1,812 searches within a 40-mile radius, and this covers up to a 40-mile radius of you, for a flooring contractor, just that one keyword. So I'm not saying that we're going to get your 1,812 phone calls by putting you on the first page or that you'd even want that problem, you know, just to be realistic. But that is, you know, like I said, just one of up to 15 keywords that we list you for. Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of customers from putting you up there, but 87% of searches that are done on Google, they don't go past the first page. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of buying decisions are going to be made in your industry. I'm sure you could see a value in that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, an interesting thing that I just realized, too, is you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List, right?
Yes, that is correct.
It's funny because if you look underneath those top recommended guys here on the first page, you could actually see Home Advisor by Angie's List.
Yep, the first, that is it.
Yeah, and so they get a lot of their leads from Google advertising. They put themselves on the first page. They pay Google to get there. So the difference, though, is that we're not going to charge you for each individual lead or sell the leads to your competitors and, you know, things like that. We just let the customers call you right off the first page, which my customers tell me is a lot better experience, just to have people call them directly rather than the pay-per-lead scenario. You save money. You get a lot more opportunity, and it's a lot less competitive. You have to be from a pricing perspective. You won't have to really cut your rates. So it should save you money and make you more at the same time.
Awesome.
Yep. And so the beauty of this, everything is month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing is always set at a flat rate for this type of placement. So it's not like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. You don't have to pay-per-click or call or lead with these ones. Just a flat monthly rate.
Okay.
You're up there. You get 100 calls. Your bill's the same. Okay. Normally, though, the pricing's $499 usually for the roofing contractors with the custom website included. But what I can do is I could put you under a small business credit, and that'll reduce the rate down to $299. And then that rate. that rate would get locked in. So it's not just the first month deal, we got you on the hook, now back to $4.99. It'll actually stay $2.99 month to month for as long as you're with us on that first page.
Very cool.
Okay. If I could approve a pricing structure like that, is this something you could see a value in doing for RD Flooring?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. This is where everybody writes your reviews and they could see you're a verified contractor. Even if you leave us later, you'll still have this Google business profile on your site. But on that first page, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, so let me repeat it back to you. So it's 305-902-5423.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you see how those guys, they have a little red dot there kind of indicating where they are?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what happens is Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. Okay. That's how you get that little red dot. Now, I can hide your street address if you don't want your home address displayed, but we do have to send you that PIN because there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
Give me one moment. So you said you hide the street address. Can you send it to? Five 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 five.
Mm-hmm.
Eastview Drive.
Eastview Drive. Okay, let me see what we got here. And that's Madison or Birmingham?
Birmingham.
Okay. 35215?
Correct.
Okay. And it's 5555 Eastview Drive.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is this address that you want displayed or you want me to hide this?
You can hide it.
Okay. I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions as well. Is RD Flooring Incorporated or an LLC?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed or the incorporated displayed on your business name?
Sure.
Okay. Which one is it? Are you incorporated or an LLC?
LLC.
Okay. So it's RD Flooring LLC. Let me go ahead and update. Okay. And we're going to purchase a domain name for you. So rdflooring.com, if that's not available, we'll go rdflooringllc.com. If that's not available, then we'll go rdflooringal.com for Alabama. Do you have like a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past where we can kind of build a portfolio on that site?
I can get some sent to you.
Okay,
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension in case you need help with it. And then I'm also going to send you the email address right now as well, too. And then you can just send them over to that email. We'll already have your number and your email on file. So whichever method you choose to send it, we'll know it's you and we'll know which site to attach everything to.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay. And then let me just confirm that you're getting these text messages and then I'll keep going. Did you get those two? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I got both of them.
All right. And I'm assuming Ricky's short for Richard, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I'll call you Ricky, but I want to make sure that we have your legal name for the invoice receipt. That way you could add it to your business expenses there and write it off. And then what's your last name?
Williams.
Williams, okay. And are you the sole owner of this business?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
There's no partner I need to add to the profile? Is nobody going to be calling to make changes to the account?
No.
Okay. All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of that discounted pricing structure?
Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send it to rdflooringal@outlook.com.
rdflooringal@outlook.com. Okay, let me just make sure this comes back valid. Update. Okay, and this is a valid email address? Okay, perfect. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
You can have them listed. I guess 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, and is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
So, Monday through Friday.
Okay, and then do you want any hours for Saturday and Sunday?
You can set 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's just Saturday, or is that both?
Saturday.
Okay, and Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. I could leave it as by appointment only, too, if you want them to be able to call you but not actually be, like, work hours.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. So go by appointment only. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct.
Okay. I should have asked you this earlier in the call, but do you have any all required, like, license and insurance?
From myself or the customer? No, no.
No? No license, no insurance?
No.
Okay, let me make sure. Okay, only for jobs over $10,000 is it required. Gotcha. Okay, so as long as you're aware of that, it says that we're okay to post you, but obviously proceed with caution. Jobs that are over 10 grand, they're usually going to want license or some kind of insurance.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you the form for Google verification. It's going to come through as a text message here. Fill it out as much as you can. There is a box at the bottom that lets you know if anything's missing. That will just three-way call with the Google representative on the phone, and we'll verify you over the phone.
Okay.
So, since you're in a state that it's not actually required, we'll probably have to go that route, but try to send in as much of that as you can.
Okay.
Okay. Let me make sure you got it. It doesn't look like it came through. It looks like they emailed it to you, but the text hasn't gone through yet.
Yeah.
It'll come through in both forms.
Okay.
Okay. And then while we're waiting for that, let's schedule your client interview. So the client interview is where we do a lot of the customization of your campaign. They'll go over, like, all the services that you provide. They'll lock in your keywords for you. You have final say on everything, but we'll have recommendations ready for you. We can actually see what people are searching the most through the Google Analytics program. And then they'll go over, like, your service area. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then we'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look. So that way we could get started on the site and purchase the domain. So usually it's about a 40-minute conversation, but they ask for an hour window. What's a good time where we could do the client interview?
Around this time would work.
You want to do same time tomorrow, like between 1 and 2?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Let me go client interview, local splash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll text you about 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, let me know when you get that text, and then I could always reschedule it. But we do want to get it knocked out as soon as possible. The sooner we get everything up and running, the sooner we can start making some money.
Certainly. Okay. I received the text message as well.
Okay. You see that form in there, in that link?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to fill that out. It's pretty easy. There's like a little section. It can upload photos if you already have pictures of some of the stuff it's requesting. If you want to cover your license plate where it's asking you for the license plate, you could do that as well. Like I said, just try to fill it out to the best of your abilities, more than likely because of you're in a state that doesn't actually require the licensing and insurance for jobs that are under 10K. We'll just verify you over the phone with a Google rep.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and then update, submit. Okay, and then you should get a notification for that client interview for tomorrow. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, Ricky, of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can use my card here.
Okay, now is this a personal or a business account?
The card that I'm using?
Yes, the card that you're using.
It will be my personal.
Okay, I want to make sure I put RD Flooring. Does it say RD Flooring LLC on the card?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That way we make sure you get your write-off, because it's a business expense. You'll just get it back when you do your taxes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's always a bonus. And then 555 Eastview Drive. I know we switched this address. Oh, no, that's the only. Okay, is this the same billing address as we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Eastview Drive. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4266.
4266.
8418.
8418.
0396.
0396.
7387.
7387. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date is 0229.
229. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yes, it's 871.
871. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, Ricky, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
RD Flooring.
Thank you. We will list your company as an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Richard Williams, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you want to practice immediate response time. There is a tracking system that you'll have. It comes in the form of an app, and if you are missing calls, it'll actually save their information. So that way you have like a pipeline you could dig into. But more so, I think this is kind of if we're trying to get a hold of you, they want you to make sure that you're paying attention to the calls from us. Obviously, if you're missing calls from clients, that's not good, but it's more so if we're contacting you, it's probably something urgent that has to do with your placement. So try to be mindful of that. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I know everything pre-existing before today. It's just saying after today, just double check that it's not something we're already doing for you or duplicating any listings, okay? Don't want you paying for something you already have or have somebody touching your Google business profile. That's not us. If we don't know what's going on, then it could negatively affect the advertisement.
Okay.
All right, and then it says, The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. So you're actually not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 13th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 13th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, it does state here in the fine print, Ricky, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When this payment, it declined. It said insufficient funds.
Oh, let me double check. Give me one moment while I...
That's fine. If you need to place me on hold for a second to get it figured out, that's totally fine too.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you said your email is rdflo... Oh, okay. That's my fault. 1 second. I have to fix it. There's a typo there. Never mind. I got it. There it goes. It's possible that you might have a notification from your bank for the out-of-state transaction. I didn't actually think about that. It may not actually have insufficient funds. I've had some of my guys, because we're all California-based. The Google headquarters is here in SoCal. So maybe because the transaction might be coming as California, you might have to actually approve it through your banking app, or they might send you like a text notification.
Okay. Let me see if that's what the issue is. I think it could be that.
Yeah, I've gotten that insufficient funds error before, and then it's like my clients who I know they have plenty of money. so then they're just like flabbergasted, and then we realize it's like they get a notification from the bank, they just have to authorize it.
Yeah. That was actually it.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. I forgot about that. I wish I would have caught on to it sooner. Right away, I was like, insufficient funds. Okay.
Yeah.
So once you approve it, then I can attempt to reprocess. Let me know when you've got it approved.
Okay. Going through that now. Here's the approval. Okay. Should be approved.
All right. Let me go ahead and attempt to process again. Let's wait 30 seconds. Okay. So I'll give it the, now it came back as decline two. Interesting. Okay, let me verify. Decline two means the bank declined the transaction. Okay. Please allow up to 60 seconds between another transaction. Okay. So it's asking me to wait a minute to actually have them receive that notification and then remove the block.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we have VeriSign. So I don't know if you ever seen like the VeriSign databases for Amazon or eBay. Their merchant processing is like very specific. So it'll tell us like if the the address doesn't match up, or if there's a letter missing in your name, things like that. I've had guys decline just from the card has like a middle initial on it, and we didn't put the middle initial in their billing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty specific. But it doesn't look like we're getting any error codes for that. The error code that's coming back is decline 2 this time around. So first it was insufficient funds. Decline 2, it just says right here that the bank declined the transaction. So it's like, call the number on the back of the credit card, but I'm pretty sure that if you just push that through, they just need this 60 seconds for them to actually receive it and authorize the transaction. So you do have the funds available, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll attempt to give it this full 60 seconds. Okay, so the last one is showing at 141.26 Central Standard. So it's 143. Okay, I'll try one more time here. I want to keep doing this, though. I know they charge us a dollar for each transaction we attempt to purchase our process. This one's coming back insufficient funds. So it was declined too, and then it went back to insufficient funds as if there's not $299 available in the account.
Okay. Give me one moment. We can try a different card. Just let me put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
I actually think I need to give my bank a call. Would it be okay if I give you a call back?
The only thing is that we're not the Google headquarters. We're just a partner. So usually when the positions open up, they give us a list of the guys that qualify. And I know Tara and them were calling out on it. I just don't want them to send me another person in the meantime while we're trying to figure this out.
I see.
Is there any way maybe you could put me on hold and give them a call?
I can do that.
I don't have a problem holding. I have some paperwork I have to send out to one of my clients anyway.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Okay.
No problem. fuck did the call disconnect?